WUSF recently partnered with StoryCorps on a new national project. The goal of One Small Step Tampa Bay is to bring people of different beliefs together to have a respectful conversation and attempt to break down the boundaries created by politics. This week, Neil Honeycutt, a business consultant from Lutz, talks with Philip Champion, a hairstylist from Odessa. Both share why they believe what they believe, including an aha moment Philip had with a customer in his barber chair. Neil starts us off.
I've been registered Republican since the first time I could vote and haven't ever changed it, but I haven't voted for a Republican in a while. So.
Yeah. Well, my parents were Democrats
and
all the way, you know, but they're Kennedy Democrats.
Right, right. And I would say my parents were kind of the Reagan Republican style.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I went on to stay Democrat. You know, I became pretty radical. And then one day, I had a doctor in my chair. He was a Republican,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, I wasn't, but I admired him, and he was my grandmother's doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, I'm embarrassed to ask you this, but what's the difference between a Republican and a Democrat?
Mm-hmm.
He said, well, you know, generally speaking, Democrats love Americans, and Republicans love America.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought,
that's an
interesting
phrase.
I'd never heard that before. So then that started it. That started this question that I posed to myself. Do you really understand what you're opposed to? So radically opposed to?
Mm-hmm.
And the answer was, why did you have to ask me that? Because I don't have the guts to say yes, to say no, rather. So that's when I started listening more. I even went to the radio and listened to Rush Limbaugh.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought, God, I hope nobody hears me doing that, you know? This is crazy, you know? But I had to walk away thinking, I can't oppose some of this stuff.
Mm-hmm. There's a book called Tribe talking about how people feel a sense of belonging in their societies. He kind of wraps up the book by talking about, you know, fundamental viewpoints of, you know, the parties and saying, you know, we as humans, we want to help take care of our own.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we want to help people who, you know, may have had bad luck or mm-hmm. aren't quite as strong as everybody else. But we also recognize that it's human nature that some people take advantage of things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're a rule-following person, why am I paying, you know, for somebody else to get their unfair share? How you feel on that spectrum of things influences how you approach the world and how you approach your politics.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is maybe something else that people forget, mm-hmm. is that presidential politics really is a popularity contest, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And people want to like the person that they're voting for.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if that means that as we've gotten to this point where, you know, if you're on the other side, not only are you not worthy of, you know, our assistance, but we're going to actively disrespect you, right? Mm-hmm. And we're going to say everything that we can to show that, you know, you're almost illegitimate. With Obama, it was bad. I think with Trump, it's bad.
Well, I think it's just rooted in the public. I think as people, we have to, in a collective way, the closer we get to agreeing that we're being taken advantage of.
We're being manipulated by outside forces.
And it's all for money. It's not going to be easy. I mean,
no.
What are we going to do?
Right.
You know? I guess this is what we do, right?
Yeah, no, that's right. That's right.
One Small Step Tampa Bay was produced locally by WUSF. Funding for One Small Step comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and StoryCorps. WUSF was chosen along with five other public radio stations around the country to hold these important conversations with the goal of fostering an empathy between people of different political views.